This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to look at what Jesus said about our love in John 13 through 17. In 13:1, it says that Jesus had loved his disciples and was about to show the full extent of his love to them. At the end of chapter 17, it says that Jesus was praying for the disciples and all who would believe after them that they might have the Father's love dwelling in them. When this agape love is within us, our love for Jesus will be shown in our obedience to his command. We will want to please him, and we will rejoice when he is glorified. The one command Jesus gave his disciples repeatedly in these chapters is that they love one another even as he has loved them. He washed their feet, indicating a servant heart. He shared God's truth, indicating a caring heart. He prayed for them, indicating his desire to comfort them and empower them to do his Father's will. He gave them his life for them, indicating his concern for their eternal welfare. In these ways, he modeled for them how they were to love one another in tangible ways. Remember the verse I encouraged you to memorize in our last study? Listen to it again. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Let's ask God to show us ways in which we might love our brothers and sisters in Christ in tangible ways. Be willing to serve them. Be ready to sacrifice for them. Always remember to pray for them. Stand with them and support them in times of need. This, more than anything, will attract unbelievers to Jesus Christ, according to what Jesus said in John 13:35.